Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
President Trump is defending Donald Trump Jr. after his oldest son released emails regarding Russia's offer of damaging information about Hillary Clinton last year. CBS News Chief White House Correspondent Stephen Portnoy is joining us. So, Stephen, what was in these emails?
Well, where to start? These are emails from early June of last year, in which Donald Trump Jr. gets an email from a man named Rob Goldstone, who is a music publicist that worked with Mr. Trump in Russia in 2013 when he put on the Miss Universe pageant there. He is also connected to this pop star in Russia named Emin, whose father is a well-known Russian oligarch who's connected to the Russian president, Vladimir Putin, and the Russian government. So step back and just remember what we're talking about. Donald Trump Jr. is emailing with this publicist, this guy Rob Goldstone, who knows and is connected to this very wealthy and famous family in Russia. Donald Trump Jr. gets this email in which Rob Goldstone promises him official Russian documents and information that he says would incriminate Hillary Clinton. And Rob Goldstone's email says this is all part of Russia and its government's support for Mr. Trump. Now, writing back 17 minutes later, Donald Trump Jr. says that if what Rob Goldstone presents is true, he would love it. So the two go back and forth over a few days, and one of the follow-up emails from this intermediary, Rob Goldstone, describes this lawyer that Donald Trump is supposed to meet with at Trump, Donald Trump Jr. is supposed to meet with at Trump Tower as a Russian government attorney. So this meeting takes place. Donald Trump Jr. says he's going to invite the new campaign boss, Paul Manafort. He's going to bring in his brother-in-law, Jared Kushner. And the three men are going to sit with this person who they believe at that point to be a Russian government attorney, who's going to present to them, according to this email, official Russian documents and official information that would apparently incriminate Hillary Clinton as part of an overall Russian government effort to support Mr. Trump. In the end, we understand there was very little offered to the campaign in this meeting. And in fact, on Sunday, when Donald Trump Jr. first revealed that this meeting took place and what it was all about, he expressed how frustrated he was that it was all a waste of time. Because you see, we learned today, he really wanted to hear the dirt from someone he believed to be a Russian government attorney. Now, this lawyer, Natalia Veselnitskaya, did an interview with NBC today in which she denied ever having any information about Hillary Clinton and denied ever working for Vladimir Putin. But what we know about her is that she is an active lobbyist who lobbied very hard in 2012 against something called the Magnitsky Act. There was a great piece on 60 Minutes about this back in March. And what it is Congress, in response to the Russian government and its brutal attacks against political opponents in Russia and the Putin regime's murders of opponents, Congress passed this Magnitsky Act, which allows the U.S. government to target individual Russian oligarchs for sanctions. And this lawyer, Natalia Veselnitskaya, lobbied hard against it in 2012. And according to Donald Trump Jr., she brought it up in their meeting that they had in Trump Tower in June of last year. So essentially, you have this Russian lawyer who's acting on behalf of whatever interest that she has, whether she's working for the government or not. She denies that. But she wants this U.S. law repealed. And she's sitting there meeting with the men who could be and did wind up winning the presidential election. And she's asking for them to act on this law to benefit the Russian government. And she only got this meeting because it was promised that she was going to have all this information about Hillary Clinton and as part of this overall effort from Russia to benefit Mr. Trump. So this is a really stunning revelation. It came just after the New York Times reportedly had approached Donald Trump Jr. and said, we have this email now. We're about to print it. And Donald Trump Jr. preempted the Times by putting all of this out on Twitter at about 11:15 this morning. And ever since, for the last 4.5 hours, it has consumed all of Washington.
Yeah, I was just going to say, obviously, this is all the news on Capitol Hill. Some Democrats saying, you get emails like that, you should call or contact the FBI right away. Are there some legal, perhaps, ramifications here?
No question about it. I mean, you're having some Democrats say that this is evidence of an actual crime. Today, Tim Kaine, who was the vice presidential candidate on the Democratic side, actually used the word treason to describe it. And, you know, some legal experts would say that that's not necessarily the case. Treason is providing aid and comfort to the enemy. And the United States is not at war with Russia. So Russia might not qualify as an enemy of the state. But, you know, there's some legal experts who believe that these emails are evidence of a criminal conspiracy because he's going back and forth with this intermediary and copying his brother-in-law and having them sit with Paul Manafort to hear out this person who purports to be a Russian government official to provide official government information from the Russians about Hillary Clinton. And so, you know, there's some suggestion that perhaps some kind of law has been violated, maybe some kind of campaign finance law, because it would be viewed as an in-kind contribution, a thing of value. This kind of gets in the weeds, and ultimately it'll be smarter people than me and you and attorneys who will dig into all this. But certainly the question has been raised, and it's not a good look. Here at the White House, I think we've talked about this, Deputy Spokeswoman Sarah Huckabee Sanders read a statement from the president in which she said, quoting him, "My son is a high-quality person, and I applaud his transparency." But that's about all Sarah Huckabee Sanders would say about it today. She referred all other questions about the matter to Dom Jr.'s private attorney and the president's private attorney.
Another crazy day in Washington. Stephen Portnoy on top of it, as usual, for CBS and for us. Stephen, thanks for joining us again.
You bet, Michael.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.